Coaches, I wanted to take a quick minute before we jump into today's episode to remind you about the power of our Green Team Framework. Now, if you're a coach who's been with us for many years, you know how powerful the Green Team is. And for all those that are new, you need to take advantage of it starting today. In fact, we guarantee that within 30 days, you will have more committed, consistent, and competitive athletes in your program once you implement the 7 parts of the Green Team Framework. It's a leadership framework that, as one of our coaches in St. Louis said, is like leadership cheat code. It's as if we figured out all the right buttons to push to get your players to level up. So, coach, if you haven't gotten started with Lead 'Em Up, get involved today and start taking advantage of the leadership framework, the Green Team Framework that will transform your program. And if you're already in Lead 'Em Up, you know the power of the Green Team. We just want to encourage you, keep building your Green Team. Keep going deeper. Keep reaping the benefits. Hey, listen, make sure you're building your Green Team. But in the meantime, enjoy today's episode. You're listening to the Lead 'Em Up podcast, powered by Chick-fil-A. Thank you for tuning in. I'm Adam, normally alongside Kyle, but today I'm going solo as we're recording this here in the middle of summer. And Kyle, like many people out and about and vacationing with the family. So shout out to Kyle. Hope he's enjoying his time. So I am jumping in just to record a shorter episode, but one that I believe will change many of your conversations with the players. I believe it'll give you a different lens to view leadership and character challenges with your players through. And in fact, it's one that we haven't talked about a lot on the show, hardly ever. In fact, we don't have a teaching exercise in the portal specifically on this, but it is one that, for me personally, I utilize with my players quite often. And it is this theme of leadership injuries and this language of referencing our slip-ups and our mishaps in character and leadership as an injury. Think about what an injury is in the sports world. When you engage or experience an injury, it usually produces a setback. You can be generating great momentum. You can be having a great offseason. Reminds me of my going into my senior year when I was in high school. I was having a great offseason. I'd hit some growth spurts. I was going. But then in around April or May, from a football standpoint, I broke my collarbone. And what a setback. I mean, going through the summer months, I couldn't lift. And it was unfortunate because there was so much momentum that had been generated, but the injury produced a setback. For us, we reference leadership injuries as setbacks to our leadership and character as a result of character and leadership slip-ups. When we slip up with our character, when we slip up with our leadership, it produces a setback for us in the same way it does from an athletic standpoint when we get injured in sport. Now, a setback for us is in leadership, it's going to be a setback to your credibility, to your influence, and to your ability to impact your team. And just like injuries in sports, sometimes they're significant, sometimes they're minor, but they all have an impact. And for us, we want to begin utilizing this language. And I think this got introduced in our world about 2 years ago. We have a player resource video titled Leadership Injuries in the membership. So if you are a member, you can log in, go to the player resource section. These are 5-minute or less videos that you can share directly from the site with your players that will just shift their mindset in a variety of different leadership areas. We recorded one on leadership injuries about 2 years ago. And like I said, haven't done a lot with it in the sense of promoting it or turning it into an exercise. But within our team, we use it all the time. When we see one of our players engage in a behavior that falls short of the expectation or the standard, we begin to introduce this language and say, listen, this is an injury. You know, when you do that or when you did that the other day, there was a setback. And the reality is, in order for you to get back into the game, the game of leadership, to be able to step back into the action of impacting and influencing others. In light of that injury and setback, you are now going to have to work your way back, almost rehab your way back, train your way back into action. Same language as we share with our athletes, that when they experience an ankle sprain or a tweaked hamstring, they're going to have to do some work in order to get themselves back in a position to play. Same holds true on leadership. When you engage in behavior that sets you back, that damages your reputation, that hurts your credibility, that diminishes your voice, you now have experienced an injury. It has produced a setback, and now you're going to need to be on your best, at your best, over the next period of however long, right, to earn your way back into that credible place where you can impact and influence. So we love introducing our players, and I've done this for the last 2 years, to this theme of leadership injuries, referencing a mishap on their behavior and actually calling it what it is, an injury and a setback. Talking through that with the player, and even talking through possible recovery times with that player or with a group of players as well. You see, you can do a little exercise where you begin to lay out a series of behavioral mishaps, slip-ups, and talk through, if this were to be the case, what would you envision the recovery time being? For example, let's say you've got a player who has just been tremendous. I mean, they've been tremendous and no mishaps. They're strong, they're quote unquote healthy in their leadership status. But then they show up 5 minutes late. 5 minutes late to practice. It is what it is. You know, I mean, is that a significant injury? Probably not. You know, that maybe they would be hampered or set back a little bit on that particular day. Maybe that isn't the day that they would be the one to lecture others on being on time, right? But I'd imagine if they show up the next day on time and continue on, within 2 or 3 days, they're back 100%. No big deal. It's almost like that little 5 minutes late, it was a tiny little rolling of an ankle. Minor recovery, just keep on operating, you're good. You didn't miss any time. You didn't really set yourself back. Not a big deal. But maybe you ask your players, you say, how about we have someone who misses practice completely? No call, no show. Coach doesn't know where they are. None of the players really know who they are. It's kind of like they fell off the face for a day or so, and then they make it their way back the next day. What does that look like on their injury status? Would you say their influence, their credibility is damaged for 3 or 4 days maybe? You know, they get back, they jump back in full swing, they do all the things they need to do, quote unquote, in their recovery. And, you know, after 4 or 5 days, it's almost like that was forgotten. Everything's back to normal and we're good to go. Maybe that's the case. How about this one? You know, what if you have a player that just completely melts down in practice? I mean, they have a temper tantrum. They lose their cool. Coach sends them to the sideline. They just pout on the sideline for the rest of practice. Everybody sees it. At the conclusion of practice, everyone comes together. We huddle up. We put our hands in. That particular player is kind of off to the side, not even really in the huddle. Doesn't say a word to anyone. Shoots out after practice without talking. I mean, just a complete show that everybody saw, filled with drama and such. What's that one? I mean, I almost feel like in that situation, you're looking at almost like a 2 to 3 week equivalent to a hamstring injury where, I mean, if you're going to want to get back into the action of leadership at that point, you're going to have to be really strong in your recovery for the next 2 to 3 weeks.
Hey, this is Ashley from Chick-fil-A, and this is today's leadership nugget. Looking to grow and develop in your own leadership abilities? I think emotional intelligence is the number one characteristic a 21st century leader must embody. Two key traits of emotional intelligence are self-awareness and empathy. For us to have a positive impact and inspire motivation in our team members, this requires that we are able to discern what's happening internally with ourselves, along with the people around us. To lead a team to a more effective workplace, we must know each other's styles and preferences to work as a team to find common ground in all we do. Leaders who embody high emotional intelligence can 1. Communicate their vision more effectively. 2. Improve their persuasion and inspirational speaking abilities. And 3. Ensure appropriate responses to stressful and sometimes confusing situations at work. Regardless of the many theories out there about what makes a good leader, it doesn't happen overnight. Remember, leadership is a journey. If you're looking to be a better, more effective leader, or if you're working on personal growth, discerning your emotional intelligence is a great place to start. Now, let's jump back into the episode.
These conversations with your players. I'm sure there's a series of examples that you could bring up that you could throw out there. And what you're doing is when you do and discuss this with your players, you're letting them understand and see how their behavior today, this mishap, this slip up here, has effect and impact on their influence, impact, and credibility. And that it's essentially like an injury. And you don't want to go around in sport purposely injuring your ankle or purposely pulling a hamstring and hurting your pectoral muscle. You don't want to go around and purposely get injured because it has an impact on your performance. But the same holds true in our behavior. You don't want to purposely go around and behave in ways that create setbacks in your credibility because it's going to hurt your leadership performance. But remember, very similar to an injury, do you remember the old school ice, compression, elevation? I don't even know if that still applies in today's injury recovery. I'm sure some PTs or some experts would say that's old school, but that's what I remember back in the day. Rest, ice, compression, elevation. I remember they would always say anytime you experienced an injury in sport, the quicker you'd get to the recovery, the faster your recovery would go. So like the quicker you could get pressure off of it, or the quicker you could ice it, the better you would be. That aligns into leadership injuries as well. You see, the quicker you can get to the recovery of your leadership injury, the faster the recovery will be. You know, but unlike rice, rest, ice, compression, elevation, in that regard, maybe it's an acknowledgement and an apology that will help the recovery go faster for you and your leadership. So maybe it's a temper tantrum, meltdown, cause a distraction at the end of practice, followed by a text message that evening to the team apologizing, followed by verbally acknowledging in front of your peers at the beginning of practice the next day. Almost like you're treating the injury quicker to then speed up the recovery, which is true and which actually plays out in reality. So if you do experience an injury and one of your players does, tell them the importance of attacking the recovery as soon as possible, proactively going after it to help speed things up. The quicker you can address it, the quicker the recovery will begin to get put into action. Same holds true. But we also know if you get injured in sport and you go to engage in recovery and you experience, or let's say you push it too fast, You try to jump back on the field too early. We see it all the time that all of a sudden you don't follow the recovery plan. You begin to kind of do your own thing. It then disrupts the recovery and you experience a greater setback. You'll hear it all the time. Yeah, so-and-so experienced a setback in their recovery. Now we'll miss an additional 2 to 3 weeks. Same holds true for leadership injuries. If there's an injury that, frankly, you better be on your best behavior and recovery for the next 2 to 3 weeks in order to earn that credibility back. But a week and a half in, you go and you mess up over here, you no show over here, you have an incident over here. Now, all of a sudden, it's as if you created a setback to your recovery. And now your recovery is now going to be an additional 2 to 3 weeks. Our players, when they begin to view their behavioral character and leadership mishaps through the lens of an injury that will produce time away or a setback into their progress, forcing them to recover, it is language that our players can understand because they understand and deal with injuries themselves. Simply making this connection will open their eyes to realize, wow, this makes so much sense. So coaches, once again, a short episode today, engaging in this concept of leadership injuries. Feel free to begin utilizing this language, to begin speaking this language to the players, begin talking about the injuries and the setbacks and how long is this recovery time would you envision and what are they going to have to do during their recovery in order to, quote unquote, get back into action. If you're a member within Lead 'Em Up, you can go to your portal and check out the player resource video. It's basically this episode condensed in a video format with text, probably a lot more engaging than this podcast, most likely because of the visual component, but it is one that you can watch, you can share with your players and allow you to then begin utilizing this language. I'm going to tell you firsthand, it is a game changer. It is a game changer. I've had many conversations with players after they've been introduced where a coach will tell me and say, hey, I just want to give you the heads up. We had an incident with this player or this player engaged in this behavior. And, you know, I just want to give you the heads up. So next time you're with us, you can be in the loop and maybe even have a conversation with that player. If they're familiar with the injuries, our conversation has shifted fully around this discussion. Hey, I heard about what happened the other day. Man, what was going on? Conversating with the player, bouncing back and forth, just talking. Hey, remember the conversation about leadership injuries? Yeah, I remember, coach. So what are you thinking on this one? I mean, what are you thinking on this? How significant of an injury do you think it is to your credibility, your impact, your influence? I mean, honestly, not too bad. I think I earned I think I was pretty strong before, but I mean, it's certainly something. So what are we thinking, like 1 to 2 weeks? Yeah, I'd say so. Well, great. Here's the plan. Let's talk through your recovery strategy. All right, for the next 2 weeks, need you 5 minutes early every day. We're going to do this, this, and this. And if you follow this recovery plan over the next 2 weeks, you'll be back in the action as if you never were injured in the first place. But if you deviate from that plan, you know, you may experience a setback in this recovery. Don't let it happen. Don't let it happen. These next 2 weeks, we need to be as healthy as possible, on point. And then let's reassess, quote unquote, at the end of your recovery and let's talk. And I will then clear you for action. I'm using air quotes on clear you for action. Obviously, it's not in the same way the trainer language is, but metaphorically speaking, it makes sense. We will be thumbs up, good to go. Hey, let's get that voice back in leadership, impact, influence, and credibility. Let's go. Leadership injuries, great teaching tool. Have fun with it, coaches. If you begin to implement it and utilize it, hey, send us a message, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, wherever in our private Facebook group, wherever happens to be most convenient for you. We'd love to hear you, hear about you exhibiting and implementing this language because it is so, so good. Anyways, hey, thank you for today. Thank you for tuning in. As mentioned earlier, this was a solo episode as I just kind of short and sweet as Kyle's out and about. But appreciate you as always. Until next time, coaches, have fun and lead them up.